Proclamation number 8635, dated the October 4th, 1963. Vineyard work according to God's will. Every one of my co-workers is blessed by me and given the silent assurance of my support as soon as he works for me. For I need his cooperation, even though it is truly within my power to shape everything according to my will, and thus also to perfect you humans through my will. However, my plan for bringing you to perfection requires the human being's free will. For this reason the redemptive work must also be carried out by people, so that everything takes place within the framework of natural progression and no unusual activity compels a person to believe. Time and again I give you the assurance that I will guide your every thought and that you then will also undertake the vineyard work according to my will. Yet I keep reminding you to work diligently and take pleasure in your willingness to help. However, in the final analysis, a blessed vineyard work will always consist of industrious detailed work. The distribution of my gospel will always take place on a small scale, for even if masses congregated in order to hear the proclamation of my word would nevertheless only take root in a few hearts where the seed would grow. The success will decrease ever more during the last days, for the majority of people will turn away, they will close their ears because they no longer believe. But I know the individual human hearts and it is to these that I will convey the gifts of grace. I will bring them together with my vineyard laborers in order to speak through them directly. You can believe that I will not leave out one soul where there is still hope that it will gladly listen to me. And you, my servants on earth, will truly achieve more with diligent detailed work than with major campaigns which will not yield the success you hope for. But if I myself foresee a success, then I will also guide your thoughts correctly and put the means at your disposal so that you can work again according to my will. Yet you should not rush into things nor worry, just grant me your will and let yourselves be guided, and leave everything else to me. How few people are open to spiritual knowledge because only a few have an awakened spirit. You must bear in mind that most people don't understand it even if it is conveyed to them because they live without love and are spiritually entirely unenlightened. This is why the spiritual knowledge that originates from me directly cannot be distributed to the same extent as any other writing which is and can be offered to the broad mass of population, because the world only appreciates worldly goods. But I know what will be successful, and from my side everything will be done in order to increase the number of those who will be saved, and you should only ever do what is within your power, and always lovingly help your fellow human beings in thorough adversity. And I will bless every effort regarding this rescue work. I myself will support them in every way, but I also foresee the achievement and therefore also know which work is fruitless. Thus I will prevent it so that you won't use your strength and effort ineffectively. Yet the achievements of silently rendered vineyard work cannot be estimated by you, whether souls pick up and observe every thought that moves you, and therefore your redemptive work will never be in vain. For I want to address all souls, which you will always enable me to do if you unselfishly work for me. Amen.